I've been on the radio for a long time, and there are people praying for me and for my family, and I don't even know who they are, but I know that my days are full of answers to prayer by people I've never met. And I wonder if maybe you're one of those people who's prayed. I'm John Fuller, along with our Vice President of Parenting, Dr. Danny Huerta. And Danny, we're both fortunate because we have praying saints around us.
Oh my goodness,
do you
yes.
know some of the people?
Yes.
Do you have people specifically in your corner praying for you?
And I thank them. I mean, two of them are my mom and dad. They've been praying since I was a little guy. And I remember hearing them down the hallway praying for each of us. And they still, when I talk to them on the phone, they'll say, "What can I pray for, son?" Mm-hmm. And they'll say, we're praying for you daily. Just know that. And then there's this lady, Barbara Law is her name. And we've known her for many, many years since I was a little guy. And she continues to pray for me. She's about 90, 91. And she has said every day, "Know that I'm praying for you and for your kids and for your family." And growing up, we had people at the church and my grandparents who also were right there praying every single day. And I knew that growing up. And now as I've been a dad and older, I've learned to appreciate it even more.
Yeah.
And so what a wonderful surrounding we have when people are praying for us.
Yeah, I think that's part of the great cloud of witnesses that the writer of Hebrews referenced. And certainly we believe here at Focus on the Family in the power of prayer. And we're going to hear now from Dr. Erwin Lutzer, who shared with Focus President Jim Daly about the impact his own parents' prayers had on him.
Dr. Lutzer, it's really important to know how to pray, both for yourself as a parent and for your prodigal children. I'm sure as parents we stumble on that, or we get into a rut. How do you suggest people pray for themselves as parents and for their prodigal children?
Jim, before I go into some specifics about my own transformation in praying for my children and my grandchildren, I need to talk about my parents. Now, my father died at 106, my mother at 103.
Oh, my goodness.
And I always say my parents lived so long that I'm sure until my father died, all of their friends in heaven thought that they just didn't make it. You know, they said, "Where are the Lutzers?" But the Lutzers made it. I believe that my ministry today is still the product of my parents' prayers.
Wow.
When they were celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary, after that they didn't want any more. They did live till 77 anniversaries. But I was sitting next to my mother, and I said, "Mother, do you know the names of all of your grandchildren and all of your great-grandchildren that are running around?" She just waved her hand. And she said, "Oh, yes." She said, "I have a prayer list, and I mention them to God every day." When she died, we found her prayer list, all the children, all the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, written in with her own handwriting, and missionaries. My parents did not have the opportunity of having a good education. They came from Europe, you know, grade 3, grade 4, but they taught themselves how to read. But they knew how to pray. And one other thing that I have to mention before we get into some specifics of how to pray, when my father was 100, my wife said to me, "Erwin, why don't you go get a blessing from your father?" He was sitting in his rocking chair reading his Bible. And I said, "Dad, I wonder if you'd give me a blessing." And I knelt beside him, and he put his hand on my head and prayed a prayer that I always like to say, it made heaven shake.
Huh.
And to everyone listening out there today, if you have a believing father, go to him and ask for a blessing, but don't wait until he's 100.
Yeah, right.
Know, it might not happen.
I mean, how old were you when that happened?
Well, that's a very good question, but I was pastor of Moody Church at the time. You know, I was probably 50, 60.
Right.
You know, and so I was very old, but
not that old.
Not that old, yeah.
So, 50, 60.
So this was not something that happened when I was a boy.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of it. My wife suggested it. Your dad's 100. This is a good time to do it.
Yeah.
Now, with regard to praying, as a parent, I frequently prayed, "Oh God, you know, bless my children, keep them safe. Help them to do well in school. Keep them healthy." But Jim, You pray that prayer over and over again until it becomes boring, and it's the same old thing prayed in the same old way. And then what happened is I attended a seminar on scriptural praying, and now I pray scripture for my children. Let me give you a contemporary example. Now, in the book, I give examples of this for every day of the week, and of course, those are only samples to help people so that they might be able to do the same thing. Recently, I have been going through the Sermon on the Mount. So what do I pray for? Oh God, I pray for my children. May they seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness so that all these other things would be added unto them. Mm-hmm. Or previously I prayed from the Beatitudes, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Oh God, I pray, and then I list my children or my grandchildren, may they have a pure heart that they might see you. So here's the exciting thing. I don't pray the same thing every day in the same old way.
What encouraging stories from Dr. Erwin Lutzer. And Danny, I wonder if you want to take a shot at adding to that and encouraging parents to pray for their kids. If they don't see the results that they're hoping for today, why should they keep praying?
Well, prayer is powerful. I mean, really, we're talking to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Almighty. And we can't hear a response back, but we can see it. It's based on trust. Do we really trust when we're praying that we're speaking to him? Because we know then that he loves our children at an even deeper level than we could ever even imagine. Mm-hmm. And has a story all laid out, and he's right there with us and loves them, wants to hold them, wants to be with them and all of us for eternity. It really comes down to trust. And prayer can be a place where we practice trust, and trust brings peacefulness. Mm. And so are we willing to step into that place of trust? Because then we can experience the peacefulness that only he can bring to us, and that's found in prayer.
Yeah. Well, the power of a praying parent is what this particular episode and these shows with Dr. Erwin Lutzer are all about. Get a copy of the book from Dr. Lutzer, A Practical Guide for Praying Parents, which has examples of ways that you can pray for your kids and so much more. We're going to send that to you for a gift of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. Support this show and all the work that Danny and his team are trying to accomplish on behalf of parents worldwide. We want to equip and help parents thrive, and your donation is the fuel for that kind of ministry. So donate today as you can, and we'll send a copy of that book by Dr. Lutzer as our way of saying thanks for being a part of the support team. Details are in the show notes. And while you're looking at those notes, be sure to look for the link to a free article called Battle Plan, Praying Strategically for Your Children. It's a quick read. It's going to be inspiring to you to make a regular habit of praying in your parenting. Next time, we'll hear about why having a good marriage matters to your kids with Dr. Randy Schrader. For now, I'm John Fuller. On behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for joining us for the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.